Welcome back, everybody. Before I will introduce the speaker, I think we're going to read the 12 traditions, and we've asked Alan to come up and read them.
My name is Alan. I'm a cocaine addict. 12 traditions. Our common welfare should come first. Personal recovery depends upon CA unity. For our group purpose, there is one ultimate authority, a loving God, as he may express himself in our group conscience. Our leaders are but trusted servants. They do not govern. 3, the only requirement for CA membership is a desire to stop using cocaine and all other mind-altering substances. 4, each group should be autonomous except in matter affecting other groups or CA as a whole. 5, each group but one primary purpose to carry out its message to the addict who still suffers. 6, a CA group ought never endorse, finance or lend CA name to any related facility or outside enterprise, lest the problems of money, property and prestige divert us from our primary purpose. 7, every CA group ought to be fully self-supporting, declining outside contributions. 8, Cocaine Anonymous should remain forever non-professional, but our service centers may employ special workers. 9, CA as such ought never to be organized, but we may create service boards or committee directly responsible to those they serve. 10, Cocaine Anonymous has no opinion on outside issues, hence the CA name ought never to be drawn into public controversy. 11, our public relation policy is based on attraction rather than promotion. We need always maintain personal anonymity at the level of its press, radio, television and films. 12, anonymity is the spiritual foundation of all our tradition, ever reminding us to place principles before personalities. Thank you.
All right, so now I would like to introduce Rob, who has come all the way from the U.S., so give him a...
Hello, Rob Wellhauser. That would be me. I'm an addict. So what I do, I'm doing a workshop today on love and service, and I did bring about 35 copies, because usually not this many people show up for a love and service workshop. And so we don't pass them around. If you could share them with your neighbor and just take, you know, one for two and then see what we have left over, that would be helpful. Okay, I've been told I have to make this interesting. And someone, I have some people in the front row. So when she speak later, if she sucks, just you got to get up and tell her. Does that mean step back? Or should I just talk in my normal voice and not even use a microphone? Okay, we must be good, yes. Okay, love and service. You know, right now we have the 24 things up on the wall. And what I like to talk about is, you know, the steps prevented myself from killing me. The traditions prevent me from killing you. And the other thing is that there's 12 concepts of world service that teaches me how to play well with others. And those are the 36 things. So if you think that you've just done the 12 steps and you're done, you're wrong. You need to look and read the 12 and 12 that's on the back table there and learn what the traditions mean. And then once you learn the traditions, we have these things called the 12 concepts for world service. And there's 12 things in here, and it basically talks about the formation of the fellowship of AA. Oh, this is perfect. I don't have to see Mateus. and then we have the 12 concepts of world service, and this is AA-approved CA literature. So I'm Rob Wellhauser. I'm your trustee at large for CA, and I'm also your acting European regional trustee for this year. So what does that mean? If you look at the back, the last page of Love and Service, on the last page, there's a little diagram there, and what that is that's the service structure of CA, and the basic service structure is an inverted triangle. And on top of that triangle is the groups. And so they're in charge of the fellowship. And then on the bottom of that triangle is the World Service Board of Trustees. And those are the people that run CA's day-to-day operation. We're the ones that answer all the questions from all the emails from around the world. We actually are the chief financial planners of the fellowship. We make sure that the seventh tradition is used properly. And we also oversee the World Service Office, which is in Los Angeles, California. So we hire and fire the director of operations. And we make sure that is running properly and the fellowship is being served by those people. Inverted triangle, right? Unity, love, and service. Those are our three keys. So we're going to first talk about love. So if we open up our little flyer here, and I know it's on American paper. I'm sorry about that, but I can't buy European paper over there. And I'm not going to go through this whole thing. So basically, I just printed it out so those that can read it can read it, because that would be really boring and that would suck. So we don't want that to occur. You know, we all have a passion, not everybody, but if you're here, you have a passion for the fellowship. You know, so the ones that show up at conventions are usually the people that do service. You know, and the more service you do, the more people you get to know. And you can go anywhere in the world, and I've been to a lot of conventions all over, and I might only know one or two people, but by the time I leave, I know 5 to 10 new people. So the next convention I go to, I know more and more and more. And, you know, that's why the fellowship as a whole to me, we're just one big, almost happy, dysfunctional family, children of chaos. Mm-hmm. We can relate to that, right? What does it take to start a meeting? A resentment in a coffee pot. And thus we grow. Thus we grow. And, you know, it's the first time I've done a workshop in an area that isn't an area. And so when I was doing the cover page, I'm trying to think, well, presented to CA in Copenhagen, as opposed to presented to the area of Denmark. See, I had to look because obviously being from America, you guys are a little bit different over here in the UK than we are in the States, as far as your countries are like our states. And that's the way I look at it. So I can wrap my brain around it. You just speak different languages in each country. So I think Christian last night told me I needed to learn all the languages of all the countries in Europe. And I said, no fucking way. I'm trying to say hi and thank you. So who in this room, because I need to know who my audience is, who in this room is of service at an area level right now? Who is of service at, oh, Oscar, you're at area level service. What do you do?
I'm not sure. I'm a GSR.
Okay, GSR. Okay. So who's of service at a district level? Who's of service at a group level? Who's going to be of service when this workshop gets done? There we go. There we go. Okay, so we have the whole gamut, right? And so if we look at that triangle, that inverted triangle, the groups are the most important thing in CA. The groups is where all the ideas that filter down that triangle come from. And if somebody, one person in one group doesn't like something, they fill out this form and they give it to the delegates, and the delegates will bring it to Los Angeles. We call that the World Service Conference. And the World Service Conference meets 1 week a year. And at that time, that's where the business of CA as a fellowship gets done. If somebody doesn't like a reading, if somebody wants to see some new literature, we don't have all the literature here, but a pamphlet, if they have an idea for the pamphlet, all that goes to the World Service Conference. And those delegates that we've delegated authority to represent us vote on things. And that's where the changes in the fellowship occur. Right now we have 24 pamphlets. We just produced our own prayer and meditation book. It's called A Quiet Peace, A Daily Reflections. And they're on their way here. We just put this out in September. You know, so we have our own meditation book by the Fellowship of Cocaine Anonymous. It's been 11 years of volunteer work to get this book produced. Right? So we're all volunteers in service. Nobody gets paid. You know, there's four people that get paid in CA. And those people work at the World Service Office, and one of them is full time. And the World Service Office is the size of this room. And that includes our warehouse space and the offices for our director of operations and our accountant. Make sure that we're spending money properly. So it's not a huge facility. We don't have a lot of people that work at it. So they fill all the orders, and they're perpetually working. They're like a little beehive. And then the beauty is in LA, they get a lot of volunteers that actually come in and help. Like if you send a donation, you get a letter. Thank you for this donation. Does everybody who sends donations get a letter? I hope so. Okay, good. So they're doing their job. You know, so volunteers do that for us. And they're court ordered over in the States, some of them, to have to do that work. You know, so as a volunteer, you know, we all give of ourselves to the fellowship to help the fellowship grow to save the addict who still suffers. You know, our primary purpose, no matter what we're doing, that's always in the back of our mind. What action are we going to take as the board, or what action as a conference, or what action do we do at an area or at a district or even the group conscience? You know, how will that affect the addict who still suffers, and how can we get our message out? That's part of the love. You know, we do this. And just because we are in service, there's always times when you disagree with somebody. You don't necessarily agree, right? Tradition 3, the group conscience. You know, for me, it's our leaders are but trusted servants. We try not to govern. Our leaders are but trusted servants. We try not to govern. You know, as opposed to we do not govern. That's sort of a joke, but nobody fucking got it. But that's okay. you know, it's all for the love of the fellowship that we're here. And thank you. I'd like to thank the people that put this convention on. I would say it was the convention committee. Was it officially called the convention committee to put this on, or was it just a bunch of blokes that said let's get some people together? Yeah, you know, and here we are at the first Denmark convention ever. You know, this is another phase of history of CA, and that's the beauty of, you know, that enthusiasm that we get when we're of service. And so, do we have anyone that's new in the room and under 30 days? Okay, we got five today, don't we? Okay, so now, did we talk about love enough? Well, I did. let's talk about service. And, you know, and if we look at that, you know, we're still sick. You know, we're still addicts. We still have a disease. And, you know, we like to call that children of chaos. Because, you know, it talks about least be organized. And, you know, Bill Wilson talked about that tradition after it was written and been in effect. And, you know, if he had anything to do with any tradition, that one would be one that, you know, we need a level of organization. We need a level that maybe least might not have been the best word he could have used at that time. Because without some semblance of organization, things just don't get done. And how often do we do things in the fellowship that just don't get done? You know, I'll do that. And we come back next month and they say, oh, I'm working on that. And then you come back the following month and, well, I haven't started that yet, but I promise I'll do it. Or they do it an hour before the meeting. And you know, but that's just, we all get paid the same. And that's something I have to realize at all levels. You know, we ask our delegates to bring information back to the area. And then the area asks the DSRs to bring that information back to the districts. And then the districts ask all that information to go to the GSRs, and the GSRs bring it back to the group. And, you know, I used to sit in Colorado area meetings, and then I'd go to a group conscience at a group, and I would sit and I'd listen, and I would look at the GSR after the meeting and say, where did that come from? I didn't even hear any of that at the meeting. You know, so every time you pass information down to another, the upper level, it sort of changes a little bit. Yeah, Peter's shaking his head. Yeah, it happens all the time. So how do you become of service effectively? And, you know, and it starts with showing up. And it starts with doing what you're going to say you're going to do. And make it, when you make that commitment, to try to follow through with that commitment. You know, because without service, you know, we wouldn't have a pamphlet. We wouldn't have a prayer and meditation book. You know, none of that stuff would ever occur. And then the fellowship wouldn't be able to, you know, wouldn't be able to grow. It's important. You know, I want to talk about the spirit of rotation. And the spirit of rotation, within the 12 concepts, and actually, and if you look at, if you're looking towards the back of your little handout that has way too much information for anyone to absorb in 1 hour sitting, I'm gonna talk about the concepts a little bit, you know, because that's really what governs the service side. Some of the traditions talk about, you know, we have special workers, and you know, so that relates to world services and districts, and that we have to put together certain organizations to put things on. But the 12 concepts is what governs the fellowship as a whole. And the big picture of CA is there's 62 areas in Cocaine Anonymous throughout the world. And each one of those areas have three delegates. And those are the delegates that come to do the work of CA, and we have some delegates in the room, and ex-delegates. We have what? We have one delegate? Yes. Any other? Have we ever had any other ones? So no. So why do we become of service? You guys are looking for, it's towards the back of the book, it says the 12 concepts of world service. So while you're looking for that, I'm going to mumble about some other things. So, this is my concept book, and it is CA-approved literature, right? And we talked about the concepts. This is this taught me how to play well with others. Because, you know, I didn't want to listen at first. I didn't want to accept what you had to say. I was defiant, didn't like to follow rules and regulations, right? The big book tells us there's 52 musts in the big book, things I must do to keep sobriety. And, you know, these are the things that I must do to be of service and maximum benefit to my fellows. And it's pretty dry reading. That's why service workshops suck, because, you know, it's not the most exciting topic in the world. I'd prefer to talk about sex and money up here. Go on. Okay, so we'll start with sex. You could read this book and I could just talk about sex and money instead. So the 12 concepts. And if you look at, I'm going to talk about, there's four really, really, really important concepts. I'm going to start with concept three, the right of decision. The right of decision is that when you are elected to a position as the GSR, as a district service representative, as a delegate, or as a trustee, you have the right of decision. So basically what is happening is the group is entrusting the GSR with the ability to make a conscious decision on their own to be able to make a decision. Because if we don't make decisions, nothing will ever happen. And if we have to go back to our group for every decision that we make, I mean, it already took 11 years to put out this book. Just imagine if we had to make a decision on every period in that book. it would be a 35-year process. And, you know, do we have that much time? Those addicts are still dying out there. So the right of decisions allows that person we elect to make a decision based on their thoughts. They have the information there quickly, and we trust that decision. If we look at the fourth concept, the right of participation. The right of participation says that you are allowed to participate at any at the level that you are elected. And if you're participating, the convention committee here, however large it was, four or five people, six people, I'm not quite sure, but all those people on that committee had the right to make decisions on how this thing should go off this weekend. And that was your right of decision to be able to do that. And at each level of service, you have a right to decide, or you have a right to push it down to the next level and ask them to help decide. Or you have a right to bring it to the groups and let them decide. And it's that level that you're in, you have that right to decide where it should go. Where it should go. So the last decision maker process, in the last decision makers in the process are the bottom of the triangle, and that's the Board of Trustees. And so we as the board can't say, piss off. We as the board have to say, this is what we believe. This is what the board believes as a body of 9 people now. It's usually 10. And we have to answer all emails to the fellowship with an explanation. So you have the right to participate. The fifth concept appeal. Fifth concept is when you're in a group conscience, and you don't like the way it went. Now, you could piss off and get aggravated and stomp out of the room like a 3-year-old. Or you have this ability to speak up and tell that body, that group you're working with, why you don't like that decision. You know? But what I've learned over the years in service is that every decision that is made at any level is not necessarily a decision that I agree with. But what the fifth concept teaches me is that you have the right to be wrong, because if you don't agree with me, you're wrong. Not necessarily. But if a group decides on something and I don't agree with it, it's my job to go with the group conscience. It's my job to do what that group conscience says. And the group conscience, it can always change. But the unity of the fellowship is that I stand there and agree with it, even if I don't agree with it, and I go along with it. And then in the 12th concept, they have these things called warranties. Warranties are like, I usually say the U.S. Constitution, unless I'm in South Africa or if I'm in Denmark. These things are things written in stone that should not ever change. And to change these things, it's like an act of God to be able to change them. So if you see towards at the bottom, I'm gonna have Peter come up and read the warranties out of this little pamphlet, because my mouth is getting dry and you're sick of hearing me already. Can you read English?
Try to.
Okay. Oh, thank you. See, that's being of service. See how that is.
Good morning, everybody. My name is Peter. I'm a recovered addict. The warranties of the conference. Concept 13. The conference shall observe... Oh, sorry. Concept 12. My eyes are
next.
Getting bad.
Do you want my...
Can I borrow your...
Do you want my glasses?
No, it's okay.
Okay.
Concept 12. The conference shall observe the spirit of CA tradition, taking care that it never becomes the seat of perilous wealth or power. That sufficient operation funds and reserve by its prudent financial principle. That it place none of its members in a position of unqualified authority over others. That it reach all important decisions by discussion, vote, and, whenever possible, by substantial unanimity. That its action never be personally punitive, thanks, nor an incitement to public controversy, that it never perform acts of government, and that, like the society it serves, it will always remain democratic in thought and action.
Thanks, Peter. Thank you for being of service. So those are the warranties. They're very, very important. And like one of the warranties, warranty two that he talked about, in Colorado we have an issue with the area passing out big books in H&I. And we don't have some time for questions and answers too, obviously, because I'm moving pretty quickly. But one of the warranties, warranty two, talks about that it's not the responsibility of a group or the area to give big books away, and that those funds could be used other ways. And so it's a huge controversy, and we've had our H&I chair resigned over it, because the area decided to follow the warranty and not give them out. But the H&I chair was so passionate about it, he couldn't accept the group conscience. But it's a warranty, and Bill thought so strongly of this. Does everybody know who Bill W. is? Okay. Phew. Good. He felt so strongly of it, he wrote it in the warranties. I'm going to go through them. So that the first part of the first warranty is that the conference never become the seat of purest wealth or power, right? So we talked a little bit about the spirit of rotation. And because we rotate, nobody can, like for the Board of Trustees, I have a four-year term. And once that 4 years term, I can never be a trustee again as long as I live. So the board's always rotating. It's the truest service position with the spirit of rotation. I could be a GSR for 12 years. I could be a delegate for 12 years. I could be anything else other than on the board. And that prevents the board from becoming this group of people that control a fellowship. So it's always rotating. And the group conscience of the board is always changing. Depends on who's there. Let's see, sufficient operating funds. CA has a $75,000 prudent reserve. Within that, out of that $75,000, now $75,000 is not a lot of money. AA's is probably, I think, $6 or $7 million as a prudent reserve. We couldn't even operate 1 year on it. And that's the importance of the seventh tradition. The difference between AA and CA, as far as a fellowship, is that AA can get all their money out of their big book. And so if they're low on an operating fund, if they're low in money, they just raise the price of the big book, and they can get millions of dollars. We don't have that. So the prayer and meditation book is going to help the fellowship as a whole if everybody buys one. And they're not readily available here yet. You figure and here we have a problem being of service. Shipping costs. So a case of big books in the U.S. costs, I have them, $79. And the office told me the other day it costs $190 to ship the fuckers over here. So that doubles the price. So we're working on that. But we have to have a prudent reserve at some level. And let's see. Never place members in positions of unqualified authority over others. How do we do that? We do that by electing proper people to the proper positions. My term is, we don't elect somebody in a position just because they can steam up a mirror that they breathe. No position in the fellowship has to be filled tomorrow. So if we don't have somebody qualified to do it, then we just leave it open, and somebody's going to step up and do it eventually. And if it's not filled, we're not going to die. We're not going to fall apart tomorrow because we don't have seven delegates from the UK. We don't have, Denmark isn't considered an area yet. Maybe by the end of this conference it will be. But we're working on that. Okay, so the next one will be we reach all important decisions by vote, discussion, wherever possible. I don't know about you, but where I'm from, we don't really vote at groups. We do a group conscience. Everybody in the group conscience goes around and expresses their view, And then it's the GSR's job to try to sum up, is there a conscience? Is there substantial unanimity on this issue? And if there isn't, we go around the room again, and everyone talks again. You know, and my experience with it is, it's the newcomer in the room that has the idea. And it's not everybody, it's none of the people that think they know. It's that quiet voice in the back that doesn't want to speak. That's the important voice to listen to. Because I know the longer I've been around, my brain gets twisted in thinking that I know what's best. You know, but it's that person that outside view that can really bring into really what the matter we're talking about here is. So I always try to get that view out of that person. Let's see. Okay, there he is. I'm glad he has a hat on. So it's that newcomer's view that's really the important thing. We'll never be personally punitive against any individual in the fellowship. So how often have, I'll tell you, so me personally, because I have to use my experiences, you know, there's certain people in the fellowship that I fucking can't stand. In every area I go to, in every meeting I go to, there's always one of those motherfuckers in the room that just annoy the shit out of somebody. You know? Everyone's shaking their head yes. You know? So it's a universal thing that we have in the fellowship because we're addicts. You know? Thank God we're not all sick on the same day. So we have that. So, but I can't ever do anything personally punitive against that individual. You know? That's one of the warranties. So that's where love and tolerance comes into play. You know, so for the people that I can't stand in the meetings I go to, I have to pray for them every day. And saying they're a loving child of God. So that's my, if I say you're a loving child of God, that means I think you're a fucking asshole. Peter. Love you. Yeah. So those are the warranties. You know, so that fundamental principle of the operation and the way we try to behave within the fellowship. You know, so if I look at that, you know, I have to be able to listen. I have to be able to express myself. I have to be able to have acceptance around the group conscience. You know, and I can sit back and in my service. You know, I remember being in my twos and I became the CA tradition police. The 2 to 3 year olds, those are the CA police. You know, there's registered trademarks and shit behind the logo and all that stuff. And, you know, has anyone ever been the CA police for a little while? Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Well, you can't do that, you know. And really, what is our job? Our job as trusted servants is to teach and inform. And if a group wants to still do what we believe is still a traditions violation, they have the right to do that. You know, we have in the World Service Manual. It talks about CA, and it talks about trademarks, and it talks about how groups are formed and how areas are formed and how districts are formed and the structure of world services. And, you know, this has been put together over the last 32 years, right? So did you know last Thursday, CA turned 32 years young, right? And in the World Service Manual is the guidelines on how we operate as a nonprofit, as a fellowship, and the delegates are the ones that make the changes to this, you know. So everything's voted on the conference floor, and these are the guidelines on what we ask from our experience. What we ask you to do. I was in Brighton Thursday, and I went to a district meeting, and their treasurer is a signer on the bank account, and it's like, we ask you not to do that because treasurers have a tendency to steal money. And You know, so I talked to the district chair about that, and the treasurer is his daughter. I said, well, I know your daughter wouldn't do that, because you would probably put the money back in. And but I just think about reading the financial guidelines on this issue, because obviously we ran into issues in the past. You know, so we ask no treasurer ever to be a signer on a checking account. And I know there's some countries that don't even have checks. So, but we ask other people to be. The treasurer holds the book, but two other people sign it, you know? So that's experience we've learned. I'm going to open up to a couple questions. I don't know if there will be any, because normally there isn't. And if not, we're going to talk about we're going to talk about Denmark and what's happening here in Copenhagen.